Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels that are going to listen now, and I don't know if anybody will join us. We usually have a couple people join us, or a few people. But how are you guys this morning that are listening in now, or who will listen to it later? Glad that you're here. And this is our mastermind group, and this is where we put our intentions and goals and create them to happen. How cool is that, right? And so what are your goals? What are some of your things that you want to happen? You know, and this week I want to get the show launched, and that's what we're working on. And I'm down here in South Florida. We've got a hurricane coming, maybe. We'll see about that. But we've got a new show launching, and I've worked hard on it and excited about it. And God is really good, and most of all, God lives in all of us, and we're really good to ourselves. So that's what we're doing. I'm excited about the new show. Hopefully it's going to really affect a lot of people, and I want to do it where it's empowering and strength building, and you know, where everybody can develop their intuition. You know, I really feel strong about this. I think we all have a great gift, and the thing is that our intuition, our psychic ability, but I think that's where the veil between you and God is really thin. And when we learn to put our hands through that veil, or to you know, go through that veil, that's when that veil is even more thin. And all we have to do is just have an awareness about it, you know. And how do you develop an awareness? And this is important because I think we're all, you know, made to have to recognize your intuition, recognize our connection to all that is. However you say it, recognize your connection to the angels. But I think it's like the gym. You know, we all have muscles. Some of us are born with more defined muscles than others, but we can develop them. And everybody is the same, right? And so all you have to do is just say, okay, what do I want to experience in this lifetime? What do I want to experience right now? And so if you're wanting to develop a higher awareness or a connection, I think the first thing is like, and this is something, because I've been able to see angels since I was 3, right? And I'm very fortunate, and I recognize that. But you know, a lot of us that are listening to our shows like Angel Coaches, we have always been a little different as children, you know, and knew that. So, you know, we felt a little different. We tried to make ourselves fit in, and it didn't quite work, or maybe it did. You know, but were you really happy? So now we're in such a time where you can develop those gifts and develop that higher awareness and really experience a connection to all that is, or God. I'm going to call God, okay, or your higher power. One thing I want to really, really stress here is I think that people they are afraid to have that gift themselves, so they go to others and put them on a pedestal. I disagree with that. I think that we all have intuition, psychic ability, whatever you choose to use, a higher awareness. And when we look at the person and say, give me the answer, instead of saying, I got an answer here, let me confirm it with you, or this is how I feel, is this right, or how do you feel about it, then that's something that we need to do. You know, I see people all the time that call me and hear them. They go, Tree. And I go, well, let me ask you a question. What do you feel? What do you think? And, you know, and I'll give them what I see and what the angels are giving me. Now, how different is that from you? And, you know, and they're grateful. But in the process of working with me, and people like me, I know I'm not the only one. I know that the angel coaches that are with us today, you know, they all have these great gifts too. And we want to make sure empower everyone, because when you empower everyone and show them how to tap into that higher awareness, that's when real change is made. Instead of being an upside down pyramid with one person holding all the answers, then it's like a strong, stable base that everybody has answers, and we're just growing and building that base and building and building and building. And that's where miracles really happen, and that's where you see changes. You know, within ourselves first, and then within our neighbor, within people around us, with our government, and that's where real change happens. So that's something that I want to make sure that we at Angel Coaches we are doing, you know, because we can only answer to ourselves, right? And does anybody else, you know, have an opinion about that? I'd love to know. But here is James. Hello, James. James, good to see you. Hi, James. I knew you'd be on here today. So,
oh, good morning.
Anyway, so that's what I like to manifest with angel coaches. And so that show is launching, which I'm super excited. I was hoping I could get it done this Thursday. I can't. I have some more paperwork to do. But, hey, God is good. And we're going to have a great show. And we're having Blog Talk, and we're going to have a great show there, too, as well. So talk to me about you. What are you looking to create and manifest? I know that you've been going through some changes and making some things happen and creating a strong base for yourself, too, which I feel.
Talk to us. You know, the past always catches up to you.
Yeah.
You know that?
I do.
Because here I'm cleaning up my credit, and I've been working on it for some time, and wow, is it costing me a lot of money.
Right.
But it's something I need to do if I ever want to have anything in the future.
Okay.
It's amazing how much, if you ever want to buy anything, you need good credit, and you can't have all check marks on yourself. So here I am, just basically cleaning out my closet and getting everything out there right now.
When you say you're taking everything out of your closet,
having
strangers look at you and saying, "What's this about?"
Having
right?
Strangers rummage through my closet, yeah. It's not a good feeling.
Oh, man. And it makes you look at yourself. Wow.
Well, why did this happen? Why did that happen? How did you get behind on that? How did you get behind? Well, okay, let's just back up here, you know. So, yeah, and it brought back a lot of things that I had stored away emotionally and everything, and it brought those things out again to having to resurface and deal with them.
Wow.
So,
may I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And this is important. So, are you using a credit repair agency? Are you doing it? Are you going through an attorney or you're
I'm
a credit
using
repair
credit
agency?
Credit repair agency. Yes.
Okay. And they're like saying, why did you do this? What happened? And all that kind of crap.
Right.
I got you. Wow.
Right.
Wow. And so you're having to look at it.
Right. And then, you know, they document everything, reasonings for why did this happen, which they add into notes on your credit, which helps.
Right.
But,
wow. So is that creditrepair.com or is that Repair Your Credit or something like that?
No, I went to a private company.
Okay.
Recommended to me. Yeah, so.
Okay. You're struggling.
But that costs money. So it costs money to clean up stuff that cost money years ago.
That seems quite right, doesn't it, James? That's funny.
It's just
a vicious
circle.
Yeah, bottom line, keep the credit, pay your bills. I get you. You know, it's so funny you say that because I had somebody send me something and they're like, you owe this amount of money. And I'd already cleaned it up, you know, a long time ago. And I was like, wait a minute, here it is. And I documented it. And but it pisses you off when they like start digging like that. But I actually paid the bill. But my question to you is, does it bring up old energy about people that you dealt with or that you were with at the time or friends or family or lovers or mates? Do you get mad at them too because you were with them, maybe helping them out?
No. No, I am not.
Okay.
I'm not mad at anyone because that was the past and it was something I had to live through and learn.
Okay.
So no one created this problem but myself. There were situations that helped create the problem, but nobody created it but myself.
Okay.
And I think that's the biggest thing. I can't.
And you want to, but you want to buy a house too. I know that's one of your goals here, right?
Right. So my goal to get a house eventually, I have to have, if I want to get a house that I can afford and not have to pay $5 billion in interest. I need to get this fixed.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll support you in that. Good for you. Good for you. Takes guts to do that. And I know you went through and you got bitched and moaned and groaned about all the stuff that was happening for you, but you bitched and moaned and groaned and worked through it. There's James.
Right.
Nobody knows the trouble I see that I created for myself. I'm teasing you.
Exactly.
But, hey. Congratulations,
but I know it's there.
It takes guts and courage. That's good. So when you come to when you buy your house and have your house warming party, I'll be there. All right, with a gift. Okay, much presents from all
of
us. So.
If you don't have a present in your hands, I ain't opening the door.
That's okay. I know how good you cook. I'm bringing a present.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's cute. That's cool. James, I appreciate you sharing that because I think Scott takes courage and it takes guts to say it on this show that's very live and has a lot of downloads at the end of the day, end of the month, end of 2 months. So,
right.
Good for you. Clean your credit
but
up.
It's true.
You
we all get... make mistakes. We all
right.
make mistakes. It's just, we don't realize that those mistakes that we've made in the past are going to come, you know, years down the road and bite us in the butt again.
Right. You're right. We don't realize
so
it. You're so right about that.
The essence that what I've learned from this is not to make the same mistake.
Not to make the same mistake twice. Good for you.
Right.
Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you learned that, and I'm glad we all are learning it. So, yeah, good for you. So, Vince, I know you're on here. I think you're on here, Vince. Mr. Vince,
hey, good
here?
Morning. Yeah, I'm on here.
Good morning.
I'm back.
Welcome back from Chicago. So, anyway,
hey.
What's going on? What do you want to create? But James is over here doing some amazing things. What do you want to do?
I'm creating.
Wonderful.
I'm creating my dream man.
You think?
My dream partner.
Virginia.
Okay.
Cool.
That's in my vortex. But I wanted to just add to what you said earlier about getting answers from other people, like people come to you and asking questions and getting, like, what's this person or what's this situation all about. We are powerful beings, Therese, and yes, we have the answers, most of us, when we use that muscle in our brain to tap into that spiritual part that where we can all connect with one another. And you're very powerful in your psychic abilities because you've used your gifts. And I just want to say I'm psychic as well. We all are. And when I come to you sometimes, I'll ask a question, and it's just for me, it's like just getting a confirmation of what I already know. Kind of funny. Yeah, and it's just, yes, we have the answers, and sometimes we seek other, just a confirmation from others. I think that's really what we're doing, most of us.
Yeah, there you go. That's so true, so true. And when you got that, you get that confirmation. And, you know, and then I go, I get confirmation, I go, same, this is my answer, this is the deal here. And, I have someone that is a coach to me, and she goes, yeah, you're right, Cherie. And I go, okay, so that's because, you know, I see the angels, I was like, because, you know, what's the difference between ego and higher awareness? Ego always gives you fear, higher awareness gives you love and joy. And and it comes from love. It may be fun. So good for you. You got it. And you're manifesting your dream man. There you go. I like that. So, and last but not least is my favorite brunette that's got guts and chutzpah and dresses like $1 million. And that would be Tisha. She is a temperamental diva like myself. Anyway. Yeah. Somebody asked me yesterday, was I an alpha male? I go, no, I'm a temperamental diva. That's it. So, Tisha. There you go.
What
are you looking
today?
To create? What's that? Say that again.
I'm still on the same goal for Tuesday, hoping all that I put out there comes true. And, you know, just looking to live in truth and make all the things that I've been working really hard for come true.
I like that. I got to say this about her, too, you guys. I got an email from her this weekend, you know, a couple of them, about responses to situations. You know, when we allow things to happen, like James is saying, or, you know, you said too, Vince, you know, she is taking control and saying, you're not going to treat me like this. If you want me, this is how you're going to have me. Or get, you know, and I respect that. And sometimes it's the hardest thing to do. James, you know that, I think, in regards to personal relationships. And Tisha, I appreciate what you're saying, you know, and I know that, and that could be family, friends, or, you know, husbands, wives, or whoever, boyfriends, girlfriends. So, you know, she's taking the bull by the horn, being really strong and saying, you're going to treat me like this. And I really think that when you own your power, and that's hard to do sometimes, that's where you see real changes in every area of your life. Prosperous, you know, like with your love life, your business life, your career, your, you know, your health, all of those. When you really own your power. Yeah, that's good. Huh. Where did that come from? Anyway, so that's what Miss Tisha's doing. And, yeah, it's good for you. So, Tisha, I would like you to meet my new book of this, which would be James. He sits on my shoulder and says, yeah, get it, Bob! It was like a great, yeah. He goes, you need to do this. And I love it. Mr. Kazoo was the dude that sat on Fred Flintstone's shoulder, his conscious, as James, with me.
Sometimes when I'm about to make decisions, I hear Therese's voice in my background screaming at me like a zoo.
Well, we all have one, and it's good to be a friend, because I'll scream on his shoulder, too, and then he comes back with one of his witty comments. You know. And then you have Buddha over here, Mr. Vince, he never gets mad, or if he does, he gets quiet. That's his way of combating somebody. He just gets quiet and doesn't say a word. That could be, when you don't say a word, it says so much. Okay, so anyway, you guys are amazing, and I love you all. And James, thank you for sharing what you did, because that takes a lot of guts to open up and be personal about that. But
sure.
You know, thank you. Yeah, and you inspire others, because all you guys, your story inspires people. You guys, let me give you an idea. At the end of the day, on Tuesday, there's like 300 people that downloaded the Mastermind group, right? And we have live callers that listen in and people that listen in on the web. So we appreciate everybody, and anyone is able to participate and put their goals out there. All they have to do is call in the number, and I'll see you, and then I'll put you on. But thank you, you guys, because people are listening in and hearing your progress, hearing your ups and downs, and they go. And I know, because I say, if they can do it, I can do it too. One more day, or I can do it too. So you guys make a difference every time you show up, and wherever you are, and here too. All right, everybody, namaste, good luck, and remember, if this is something my dad told me, and I read it when I was going through something really challenging, if God is for you, who can be against you? You've got to find him in you, her in you, or the energy in you. Anyway, you guys take care, namaste, God in me recognizes God in you, and we will talk to you tonight. Victoria is doing a great show on the higher self. I would recommend all of you listening to it, because it's the higher self. She's, like, amazing with that, and I love you guys. Take care. I'm going to call you right back, Tisha. All right, everybody. Bye now.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.